All right, Victor, call the roll.
Keo.
Here.
Connolly. Curry. Here. RTX.
Here.
Bingham.
Here.
Conville-Pyeblebrick. Here.
I'd like to ask that Steve Conley be excused. He is out of town on a business plan. Poor guy's gonna be in San Antonio for a week. We'll feel sorry. At this time, I'd like to introduce a new faculty in town, Pastor Justin McComb from Zion Methodist Church.
Friends, will you join me in a spirit of prayer? Gracious God, especially today on voting day, as we gather in our various places to express our hopes and dreams for the future of our communities, we pray that you would help us to see those things that draw us together, that you would keep us from a spirit of infighting and diversion, and that you would help us to see opportunities to work together for the good of our community and all of those who live in it. That all that we do, all that we say would be glorifying to you, and that White House would truly be a place where your name is known and love is experienced. We pray this in your good name. Amen.
Pastor McCall, thank you very much, and we certainly appreciate everything that your congregation does for this community. They're an important part of us, and we appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you.
So I'm in a pleasant place.
Awesome.
My pleasure.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilor, you had the opportunity to give the minutes of our last meeting.
Your Honor, I would like to move that we approve the minutes with the corrections. Under committee report, the date of the Fall and Timbers Union Cemetery District meeting was October 16th.
Well, that was the 16th, not the 6th.
Correct. Move we approve as corrected. Councilman Curry, second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
At the opportunity, can you join us? Review the bills and the financial statements for the last month. Any questions?
Move to approve the bills dated November 2nd, 2023 and November 7th, 2023, as well as the September 2023 financial statements as they were presented.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Anybody here that wants to speak? Well, you might report. Long term meeting, has there been anything since the 16th?
No, since I reported that last time, we have not met again.
Okay. As far as mayor's concerned, I see we're going to have Christmas in White House this year, December the 2nd. Party time downtown. And does anybody else have any more comments about that? Did everybody get a brochure on that? It looks like Santa Claus is coming and grass for kids and reindeer dad. Okay. Put that on your comments. The only other thing that I have to comment on it, there's been a lot of conversation around town about the fact that the art golf night out here looks as though they're looking to stop their operations out here. We have had some conversations with them, seeing if there's anything we can do to replace it. But at this stage of the game, it looks like, they're moving their facility. They're building a new facility over toward Akron, and they're really moving their stuff a little bit closer to the supply chain. But we'll continue to work on that. The other thing I'd say, I've also already had some conversations with Dallas Paul, who helps us out very economic development, then he seems to think there's a good opportunity, and probably this is the kind of thing that hopefully will be a short-term problem for us, and we should be able to get somebody else in there. He feels there's a lot of people out there that would like, looking for a place to put a business, particularly in a community like ours. But they don't really want to build a building. And we have a building, I would have better answers on that, you know, once we've had the opportunity to meet inside. So.
Well, that would keep you.
That'll be it to come, so. Other than that, there'll be a bunch of times, so they return with a next week. First council, anything to force tonight?
Nothing tonight, Governor.
George?
Thank you, Your Honor. Mentioned next week with budgetary actions. So just as a reminder, we hit the four major topics that help finalize the draft of the appropriations. As a reminder, we have the merit service. That's something you approved in the 2023 appropriations. However, that also needs to be reviewed and specifically approved. If indeed that's your desire, we have the rate and fee schedule. So that's when we look at water, sewer, sanitary, all that stuff. But as a reminder, and then we look at the inflation in the Midwest, what the impact that's had. And then this is the time typically we look at the pay scale and whether you are going to award cost of living. So that's when you do all that. Once you make decisions on that, at that following council meeting, I'll then have the information to finalize the draft appropriation. So fairly heavy meeting, but it's a meeting you're very well used to, and you're used to the reports. The second item I'm going to hand off to Josh to talk about some upcoming administrative actions.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just wanted to have a reminder that it's been a long time coming. I know we've discussed for a year to 2 years now on kind of changing the layout of council chambers, as well as some other procedural situations such as packets. So wanted to at least put that on your radar. We'll have more information to come. But again, just be on the lookout. I'll have more details and information coming soon.
Okay, questions? Somebody raised a question last week about maybe starting the meeting early next week. Is that something we need to do, or we're pretty good as far as at 6:30?
Right, you said we'd change it.
What's that?
We said we would change it at this meeting if we wanted to do 5 or 5:30. Everybody said they were a bit. Luann, were you here?
Luann was not here.
Yeah. If we were available, start at 5:30. I move that we hold the committee of the whole meeting on November 14th, starting at 5:30. Your chambers.
Councilwoman Curry, I'll second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Okay, so if we do the committee of the whole meeting at 5:30. We're not done by 6:30, or we're going to stop to the council meeting and go back.
But we don't have council. We're at council tonight, Bob.
Cool, that'll work. 5:30 next. Mr. Heaton.
I have nothing, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Department head, Stu.
Yep. Construction projects for the year finishing up. We have some time to go in for finish up of our paving that was on Lucas, Gillian, Wabash, and Blue Creek Gardens. So those all have got some where to have some sidewalk ADA ramps put in, and then some corrective measures to shorten up some crossing distances at crosswalks. Over on Wabash, we had a long one between the corner of Wabash and Waterville Street. We moved that sidewalk down to shorten the distance, and they'll cross right on Wabash itself. So, and then on Lucas and Gilead, we rearranged that sidewalk a little bit to have the sidewalk that kind of just dumped people out in the street to actually have a receding ramp on the other side of lining up with the trail that goes around the park. So a couple different looks there that you'll see in the coming weeks as you explore the areas of the park, you know, wonderful winter weather that we're going to have soon. Crews are working on cleaning up leaves, staying ahead of the game. Mother Nature's helping us keeping them dry. So spirits are high and leaves are getting sucked up. That's all I have.
Any questions? Josh, you have some things for my safety services subject.
Two updates from fire. Our co-op meeting will be this Thursday at 9:30 in the morning here in council chambers. And from the PD, they'll be hosting the Keep Our Girls Safe class tomorrow night here in council chambers as well at 6:30 p.m. And we've had a total of 19 registrations. So look forward to that event as well. That's all I have, Your Honor. Thank you.
Any citizens comments? Anybody want to comment about anything that's on the agenda tonight? Okay, any orders?
There are no ordinances or resolutions, Your Honor.
There you go. Health comments. I would have commented at this point that we want to reserve the right to enter an executive session. A council and citizens comments here. It will not take very long. No decision will be made, or we know we'll stay active. So, keep that in mind. So, we have any citizens' comments on the agenda? Yes.
Along with the Christmas celebration that we're doing, Chamber is lining up the parade. So, if you have anybody that wants to be in the parade, we're lining everybody up.
So, we're going to have a parade as well. Okay,
maybe. Steve, I just have to let you know the staff's doing a great job as usual with their cleanup and with the removal of the flowers and with the leaf collection. They did a great job. I noticed some people in the neighborhood that were cleaning up as the leaf truck was going by, and they turned back around and came back afterwards so they could go back and clean up those leaves. So they did one pass by cleaning everything up, noticed somebody doing their leaves. They turned around, they came back to be able to clean their leaves up too instead of leaving it to the next time. So kudos to them for doing that. And just those extra details that they do, it really adds to the village. So kudos to them.
I'm sure.
Yes. And that's the only thing I know. Oh, for this, somebody did ask me about the Christmas event. So the hot chocolate at General's Ice Cream, do you know if there's a fee for that?
Was that?
There was no proposed fee.
No fee? Okay. Somebody just asked if they needed to bring money for anything, and I wasn't sure, but okay. I assumed that there wasn't, but I figured I would just ask if they asked. Okay. That's all I had. Thank you. And good luck to everybody tonight with the polls, and good luck to the village for the levy passing for the income tax for the 0.5% increase.
Go ahead.
I'm talking.
Right.
I want to congratulate Miss Nippy. I mean, your grandmother a few days ago.
Yes, I did. Very first one. She was a Halloween baby. Yeah. So it's my
good birthday to have.
Well, so my daughter's story is, my daughter was like, I want any day but Halloween.
That's
right. So she said her due date was 11/11. So since she said that, I did not buy Halloween candy this year. I was going to buy it that afternoon. And I, needless to say, I did not go buy Halloween candy because I'm so lazy. But yes, thank you.
That's all I have.
Echoing those good sentiments.
Okay. Anybody got anything for us? Yeah. There being none at this point, I would go into the executive session. As I said earlier, I don't anticipate legislation coming out of it. It's not going to be very long.
Personnel. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Make a motion to reconvene.
Councilman McCurry, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?